This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today is Morgan Wright with IdentitySecurity.com. You may have seen Morgan. He's been a guest on several hundred national TV and radio and print and web. You might have seen him on Fox News or CNN or CNBC or your other favorite shows. Morgan's an internationally recognized expert on cybersecurity strategy, cyber terrorism, identity theft, and privacy, and his landmark testimony before Congress on healthcare.gov even changed how the government collected personally identifiable information. Morgan, welcome to the program today.
Hey, Derek, thank you for having me on.
Morgan, you've had technology you've developed that's been featured on America's Most Wanted, is that correct?
Yeah, actually, we were featured on the 1,000th episode, a little idea I cooked up with some friends of mine at Cisco. And next thing you know, we worked with John Walsh and the whole gang.
You've worked with several worldwide leaders in technology. You were senior advisor for the U.S. State Department of Anti-Terrorism Assistance Program, senior law enforcement advisor for the 2012 Republican National Convention. And then you've got an interesting background with being a local law enforcement as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your story and your background?
Sure. Yeah. When I was in college, I actually went to college on a music scholarship, instrumental. And I got there, and one night I'm working in a what we used to call Stop and Rob's, but you know, a little convenience store. And
yes.
I even remember the guy to this day, Ken Massey, K449 with the Kansas Highway Patrol, came in. I got to know him. He says, "Hey, you want to go for a ride?" I did one time, and I was hooked. So I started off on a local police department called the Salina Police Department. 2.5 years there, I tested about 3,000 of us applied for the Highway Patrol, and they only hired 16 of us that year. So
wow.
I was very fortunate to get in. Those folks are still lifelong friends of mine, but I was a state trooper for a lot of years. Loved working the road, but I wanted to get into investigations, and the state patrol is a state patrol, not a state police like the Arkansas State Police,
right,
where you're from there, Derek. So I went back to work on a city department and worked my way into investigations, but during that time, actually got, believe it or not, got involved with a lot of things. I worked with the FBI on following up leads on the Oklahoma City bombing because I worked with a lot of the intelligence on right-wing anti-tax, anti-government groups.
Wow.
Got to teaching a lot in computer crime and spent a year teaching the FBI internet investigation. So it was fun and not bad for a little Kansas farm boy.
So tell me about your present business.
Well, it kind of it came out of necessity. I was a vice president at Alcatel-Lucent. I had just left Cisco, 7 years there, was running global programs on public safety, homeland security. And I took a nice job, something I wanted to build out, which was new technology, 4G LTE for public safety. I know from being a cop and dealing with other first responders, these guys were lacking in advanced technology. And that's but after having to lay off a bunch of people, and it was painful because all my direct reports and then all the people that worked for us wasn't fun. So I kind of decided, what do I want to do? Tried a couple things, a startup, dabbled in it. But what I really came down to is I wanted to find, you know, at my heart, what do I still do? Look, I'm still a sheepdog. I'm a cop at heart. You cut me, I bleed blue. I like to be one of those folks. You have the wolves and you have the sheep, and then there's the people who stand in between them, affectionately known as the sheepdogs.
Right.
And so I said, how can I still do that and have impact? So believe it or not, I was looking around, realized nobody really dealt with how people really live their life, Derek. I mean, it's there's online, offline, and real world. And so I started, you know, that became, it wasn't just identity theft and it just wasn't security and privacy, but it was identity security, the identity of you, your family, the identity of your business. I said there's three ways we live our life. Obviously online, but we live it offline, but we also, then we head out into the real world.